Section 6. Summary of remaining chapters. The argument of this book can be summarized as follows. A Bayesian argument requires attending to the question of applicable background knowledge, constructing therefrom a prior probability for all competing hypotheses, and then evaluating the consequent probabilities, the likelihoods, of all the evidence on each hypothesis. In accordance with this method, I must formally define the hypotheses to be compared, that of historicity in Chapter 2 and that of myth in Chapter 3. In each case, I will define the simplest possible theory, which shall thus encompass all other more complex theories that have any claim to plausibility. Then I must set out all the applicable background knowledge that will affect our estimates of prior and consequent probability for these hypotheses. First, from the established history of Christianity and its origins, in Chapter 4, and then everything else pertaining to its historical context and comparable phenomena in other contexts, in Chapter 5. This is unfortunately necessary, I have found, because even the most erudite scholars in the field are unaware of most of it. Yet the origins and development of Christianity can only be understood in light of it. With all that background work done, then I must determine the relative prior probabilities of each hypothesis by ascertaining the clearest and most applicable reference class for which we have sufficient data, which I'll do in Chapter 6. Then I must determine the consequent probability of all the evidence on each hypothesis, which I will do by breaking the evidence down into categories and treating each separately but cumulatively after first attending to questions of dating and authorship in Chapter 7. The four categories I will develop will then each receive a chapter in the order of the latest to the earliest. The extra-biblical evidence, both secular and non-canonical, in Chapter 8, the canonical Acts in Chapter 9, the canonical Gospels in Chapter 10, and finally the canonical Epistles in Chapter 11. I will then tie everything together and argue for a conclusion in Chapter 12.